Here's Pastor Brad with Impact Today.
Tonight, Luke chapter 15. We want to welcome everybody by way of Ustream and across the nations of the world. God bless you. We believe that God is transforming the lives, not only the lives, but he's taking people out of this individualism and connecting them to something corporate. If what you're doing is not bigger than you, then I tell you now to get out of it. So again, we welcome you. We welcome you. Luke chapter 15, the Bible reads in verse 11. I'm not going to read it all because most of us have heard this. And a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me my portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided it unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took the journey into the far country. And there he wasted his substance on riotous living. Verse 14 says, And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And he was in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sat unto him in the fields and feed swine. Verse 16 says, And he would fain have filled his belly with the hunks and the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Verse 17 says, And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish in hunger? I will rise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee. Notice, this is what I was telling y'all earlier. I've sinned against heaven and before thee. In other words, he did something naturally, but he knew something was disconnected spiritually. So for repenting, he had to come back and address two areas. He sinned to his father, but he messed something up in the spirit world. You follow me? Let's go on. It says, And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had what? Compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it onto him, and put the ring on his hand and the shoes on his feet. Y'all know the story, how we kept going on. But I want to talk to you, and I want to use this illustration tonight about the stages of personal growth, the stages of personal transformation, the stages of personal growing up. Because sometimes we think we're growing when we're not. Are you with me? We know a lot of people that go into the father's house, and this is how some of you are, and you don't realize what's before you because your mentality is still like it was before you got there. You in the palace. You got your needs met. You got things, but because familiarity, because you look at things and you're ungrateful in your heart, because you think somebody owe you something, because of this, guess what? You take that same mentality and bring it in, and you don't take part in the opportunity God's given you. And you stop your personal growth. You'll never be able to grow somewhere where you don't know why you're there. You'll never grow. You'll always abuse something when you don't know the purpose of it. You'll abuse it because you'll think something is for something else. You'll abuse it. And God is looking for us now, in this generation now, to be people of personal. You know, how many of us died? I mean, we crave to say, Lord, we want to die so you can live. This is personal growth. You want to get out of the same situation. Tonight, I want to show you, through this parable, what you got to do. How you got to come to yourself. Because some of y'all in the right place. The church I've been in, been dead. They ain't did this. I know if I had the chance in the church, they taking the money. You're doing all of this subconscious. Now you're here. And you're still struggling. to only prove it wasn't the where you was at. It was your growth. You weren't growing. Those of you that want to grow, you could be put in a dead church. It don't matter. When you begin to connect with this personal growth. Are you with me? Let me give you this number one. Just like the prodigal son we read, you have to come to the end of your ways. You have to stop being so selfish if you're going to grow. You got to come to the end of it, thinking about you. Oh, God, how you got to deal with this thing called selfishness in your actions. Whatever God is doing for you in the kingdom is for other people. That's why he says, seek first the kingdom, the ways of how I do things, because in that, as you water other people, you'll be watered. But selfishness will always cause you to stump your growth. You think the prodigal son was supposed to leave, but what happened? Selfishness. Give me what was mine. See, in the natural, sometimes it'll trick you into thinking that something is yours. It'll make you think it's his. He said, give me what's mine. All is fine. He said, give it to me. Give me what's mine. Because the moment you separate what's yours, guess what? You don't just start acting like that. You separate yourself from what God is doing. Yours, your car, my house, your stuff. This ain't that. That ain't yours. You in the body. Your car belonged to God. If we got to use your car, we got to use your car. You don't separate it. Why? Because in order for you to separate, there's something called mine. If it's God, it's God's. And we have to get used to knowing that what we are doing now, going across America and the nations, guess what? This is what God is doing. But when you're selfish, your kids stay over here. You worship God. And you just say, I got to treat them a little different. I know Pastor them doing that, but this is how I got to do it. I wouldn't do that like that because Keisha think this is how it go. But when I no, this ain't that. Why? You got your own. You cannot grow and develop until you come to the end of your ways. You can say whatever you want to say, but if you still got that little Chucky inside saying, this is how I'm going to do it. Okay, yeah, I know you're right. Okay, good to see you. And you go back to it, you're not going to grow. Because anything God does, it's got to be corporate. That's why if you want to get under my skin, come at each other to me. As though I love Keisha less than I love Carla. As though I love Carla more than I love Johnny. You tear me up. I love everybody. You can't pull me. Why? It's corporate. It ain't no one individual. I don't have sweet boys and ugly boys and all these different. I don't have all of that. Because we all got to get over together. You got to manifest that in your actions. The moment you come into your, that's why we have these home groups. You need to build with people. Don't get comfortable. You only talk to 2 people. 6 people. You need to talk to everybody at some point. We know you'll be building a little bit more aggressive with some people, but you should know everybody. Amen. In the spirit. Well, you know, she got this problem and that. Well, guess what? Let me give you some revelation. You got one too. So why are you doing that? Why? You know, it starts from selfishness. You got to come to the end of your ways. If that prodigal son was not thinking about himself, he wouldn't have never left. He would have stayed put just because of the father. I don't want to mess up with my dad's. I'll just wait. Not because of the stuff you take from. I'm pretty sure the father could get that. The fact that, you know what? How is this going to look? That's what would have happened. But the moment you start thinking about you in your actions. Because some of y'all still at this, my heart, Pastor. I love it. I don't know, but don't try to attack me with your heart, but you haven't worked it out because your actions are still selfish. You can't cry. God don't hear crying. He hear what you're doing. You can't get up every day and continue to do the same thing and think that God hear you. You have to change it. Are you with me? The second thing you got to do. I only got three. The second thing you got to do. If you're going to begin to build and develop, is you got to come to your senses. Come to your senses. Remember what the prodigal son said? There's somebody that's already in the world. They're already out of it, Cassandra. And then they came with nobody talking to them. He came to himself and he said, I've sinned against God. How did he know that? And I sinned against my father, I'm not worthy. He's acknowledging that with no help. He came to his senses. Some of us, we don't come to our senses where we at. Are you with me? You have to realize that you've been wrong in order for you to develop. It don't matter how you've been wrong. Most of us, we get wrong because of the way we've been taught. But you got to come to your senses because it's very difficult for people who had dealt a hand in life that was bad. And then now when stuff happened, you ever had something to happen to you and you ain't know how it is? You're like, man, I didn't know this. Somebody should have told me. I wouldn't have done this. Show me, man. My mom and daddy ain't tell me or whoever the kid. Help me out. But even in that, you still have to come to the fact that you were wrong. Curses can be passed on. Wrong patterns can be passed on. When you say you're wrong, you're saying that for the generation that was going to perpetuate what was not told you. So don't think it's something personally against you. I'll go and say I'm wrong before God because your repentance began to cut off the curse and allow the other generation to be free. But when you think about you, remember that pulls you away. Why me? I don't know what I did. I'm going to show you what true repentance is. True repentance is when your body, your soul, and your spirit acknowledge that you're wrong. Not one without the other. When your body do it, you talk it. But your spirit haven't grabbed it. When your soul do it in your mind, you know what you do? You can say how you were wrong. Because that's your intellect. And then your physical body, your physical body will do everything in it to make what's wrong what? Right. That's true repentance. Not one without the other. That's why some people can cry all day. And that don't mean nothing. Because they don't want to truly repent. Are you with me? You got to realize in your spirit, and I'll go through these three things again. Your spirit, soul, and your body. True repentance, your spirit. You realize that I violated God in your spirit. In your mind, you can say how you violated. You never can repent in a confused state. So when somebody is confused, they never can repent. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Then there's not true repentance. That's why when you go out witnessing, some of you think you're over-talking people, you got to be discernment. When people are confused, there's very little you can do. Because they got to come into their own. They have to say. You wonder why I like for you to talk. Because when you say, it ain't enough for me to say because there's only one mic. But you got to say, I've sinned in the eyes of God and before my Father. He's addressing the rims. And then his body or his mind is articulating how he did it. That's the only way you'll repent truly. I violated God in the spirit. I can articulate it in my mind how I did it. And in my body, I try to do everything to make it right. Father, just take me back. I'm sorry. See, when you don't hear that, don't go, because it ain't true repentance. They can do it in there. They can recognize. They can even know how. But the true humility is when they stop and they begging to come back. Their posture. It reveals something. Some of you think when people say, well, I said sorry. Oh, that ain't how it works. You're truly sorry. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Is there anything I can do? Man, I just really sorry. You got a conviction. Then you are tick. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't have talked to you like that. You took the time to articulate. People can go with that. That's why the Father said, give him everything. Because he's truly, he's being restored back. But a lot of people don't get true repentance. Are you with me? True repentance is how you come to your senses. A lot of people don't come to their senses. Because they do one without the other. They have the conviction, but you're too weak in your body. You're scared of the spirits that's out there. People can't talk to you because you scared to tell them. Your mental case. Some of you mentally are so weak that you can't sift out to articulate it. Then you can't repent because you don't even know why you're saying sorry. So the same thing gonna happen again. You don't know why. You thinking I'm sorry. You know why people do that? Because they know it's wrong in their spirit, but they're too lazy to articulate it in their mind. And that's not true repent. They'll do it again because you just do it because you don't know what you're doing. You have to articulate it. Oh, shouldn't have done that. That's your mental capacity going toward it. See, when you don't get all three of them, they're not coming to their senses. So they can have the physical body and cry. You don't go by external. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know. Well, what you sorry for? Because I know this was wrong. And I know this was wrong. But what was wrong? See, that's why I have to talk to y'all sometimes. And some of y'all don't like it. You just like to go over it. It seems like it's like just drilling. Yeah, come on, just give me a little time. But it don't work like that. It feel hard sometimes because somebody got to get down to it because you won't know. All of that is because your soulish rim is so screwed up. Your emotions are messed up. Somebody's saying something to you, you crying over it. It ain't got nothing to do with destiny, nothing to do with compassion for people, reminding you of stuff in your past. This realignment. So when somebody come in and say, listen, it's your job to articulate what's wrong with you. Then you're like, I don't know. Anybody ever tell you that? I don't know why I did it. They can't repent. They don't come to their senses like that. And you wonder why you can't move on with people like that. Yeah. Why you ain't getting the fatted cap is because you are not doing your work. When you come to your senses, you begin to say things without people telling you that. I've sinned against God. Who told him that? Yeah. And against my Father. There's a correlation here. I'm not in right stand. I breached something with my Father. And now the spirit world has been locked out to me. And until I begin to articulate this mentally, do everything in my body, what did he do? Man, I'll go back and be a slave in my Father's house. In other words, I'll do anything. You want to know if people truly repent, they'll do anything. What you want me to do? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's what will happen. They come to their senses. They can articulate that. Are you with me? But if you don't do that, nothing will happen. Are you with me? When you're rebellious, you won't come to your senses. You'll get out there, stuff will happen, and you just brush over it. There's no way you think God going to bless you if you don't want to get things right with your Father. It don't work like that. You hating people, your brothers and sisters, and then you're going to go to God. And I'm talking about in your heart. I know y'all ain't going to do it, But you can't be like that. Some of y'all have certain feelings against, especially women. Y'all have feelings against other women. Y'all got to stop. You can't do that in the kingdom. Oh, well, you know, that's how she is. No, how she is the same way you are. We become more like Christ. Stop doing that because you're bringing schisms in the church. You don't separate yourself by identifying people how they are. No, we're all like one another. Stop doing that. We know it's not fully manifestation yet. But you got to see them. It's amazing. People can grow when people start looking at them right. If you start looking at them, I truly believe I would not have been a strong Christian in college if I would have brought all my old friends with me. But because it was a clean slate, I said, well, look at, they don't know nothing. And I ain't telling them nothing. Let God be God. Preach. Just go. Just go. They start looking at me and say, I said, shoot, that's who I am. That environment will change you. But some of you in here, you're holding people hostage by how you see them. And if you would just see them how God see them, discipline your mind and say, I ain't going there. You're a woman of God. You're a man of God. You're going strong in God. Something in the spirit world will begin to connect. But when you stay soulish, you keep them things hovered inside. Women, y'all do it good. She's like this. Why these kids don't have no shoes on? Why they do that? It's just games. Anything to support you from saying something is different, and I don't want to adjust my mind to adjust to it. Ain't even a right or wrong issue. You don't want to use this. Or don't do that. Why? Because you only expose yourself. You bring schisms and spirits of division come. They're here. I don't want y'all to think we cleaned up in here yet. I'll let you know. They're here. Well, y'all divide, mainly the women, y'all have certain ways. Your children a certain way. And how, I don't want this. Sometimes I talk to some of y'all and y'all still at a point. I don't want this one raising. I don't want this one watching my child. I don't want to. Why not? Because whatever the reason is, why not, is what you should be working on the next 24 hours. You need to go to that person. You need to build with them. You need to get to know them because they are here for the same reason you're here. To do God's will. And if you got something you need to give to them, you know you're going to do that by way of what? Relationship. So stop talking and get to work. Other than that, we don't want to hear that. Well, my children, and you know, your children, and my husband, I would never let him do that. And then I would do, well, why are you doing talking like that? We all doing the same thing. And some of you got to be careful. If you're married, you got to be careful how you talk to your spouse. Pillow talk. You don't talk negative about people in the church. You correct. Those are spirits. The divide. We all getting there. And you sometimes you do that because you don't look at your own life. Come to your senses. When you come to your senses, you tell in the spirit, I got a conviction. In the spirit world, that's the spirit. Then you come down to the soulish room, that's our intellect, and you say, where is this conviction leading me to what I did wrong? And let me be able to say it. Then you take that, after you articulate, you take your physical body and do everything in you to make what was wrong right. That's when you come to conferences. Sometimes I have to talk to y'all in rounds. You get the conviction. You know it's wrong. But your soul is so screwed up. Yeah. But Pastor, I don't know what to do. Well, I tried that. Your emotions are all that. And you think somebody can do that for you. When we go into what we do now, you got to do that yourself. You got to know where you went wrong. You got to dig it out. You got to go in your own spirit and figure that out. Nobody can do that for you. Whenever somebody got to go into the soulish realm and help you like that, you got to know that you got to mature. Are you with me? Because it's your body. It's your thinking. You know where you come from. What? Your spirit will confront your head, which most of us, our mental capacity is too strong. So what do you got to do? Paul said it. Renew your mind. Be transformed. How? You got to renew your mind to what that conviction is. So every day you're renewing your mind. Oh, that's how I used to think. Then you got to redirect your emotions. Don't have feelings towards stuff like that. Amen. When people say certain things, some of y'all can't take no criticism. You can't take it. Everything got to be nice and smooth, or something is wrong. If somebody stop thinking people see you a certain way. And you know the thing about this? Some of y'all think that people look at you, so ain't nobody studying you like that. When we get to the place we're going, everybody, y'all don't see me do that. You don't see me thinking I got this and you don't have it. So why are you trying to make it seem like every time you go around Carla, you got to make it seem like, Carla, you know, the Lord showed me. Every now and then you ought to go and say, I'm lost, sweetie. Because sometimes I don't even know if I'm saved. Trying to get these devils out of me. You'll free yourself from people pressure. Instead of always talking about how you got to be careful, because some of y'all subconsciously do that. You pompy. You just, hey, I got it. Or just do that. Every question somebody asks you, you got to have an answer. No, I don't know. And I'm the pastor and don't know. You let me know. Some of y'all, I tell you, write the book. And I'll read your book. That's the model that's before you. Not somebody that always want to be right. I don't do that. So you shouldn't whine because you realize I got to address these three areas that come to my senses. If you want to truly grow personally, you got to come to your senses in the spirit world with your conviction, and the natural, in a sense, the two natural areas is your soul. That has to do with your will, because you got to not throw it up in the air. I can't tell you how many of y'all, Pastor, I don't know, man. I just don't know. I'm trying. That's laziness. If God is with you, there's a way, but it's not going to be done your way. So you have to let God develop you. You got to seek him. Pursue him. How you do that? Because you take your mind and start focusing on spiritual things. Change it. If you come out of a bad neighborhood, that don't mean your mind got to be there. Yeah. Or you going to do just like the prodigal son, go away. Thinking, oh, this is it. I got my ministry. I'm doing this, and this is what God, you know how they say, God called me to do that. You ain't even plugged up. Yeah. How long you going to do that? How many of y'all seen people in the ministry ain't even happy? They ain't happy. So you got to make sure you do everything in your body to make it right. See, that's how you can know true repentance. Not this, I'm sorry. Sorry, Keisha. But the next time you do that, no, just, I'm sorry. And then you know what? When you really get good, you know what people need. So if it's Keisha, sometimes you got to stay with her. Sometimes you got to call her. You stick with them because you go with them. Are you with me? Now, you're always going to have people that don't, no matter what you say, because they're hurt, they're never going to receive that. But you got to make sure everything in your power is changing that. Get on your knees, do something. But you learn that about people. But whenever you begin to think like that, things will begin to, you'll come to your senses. Are you with me? That's why I tell you, if you're going to grow personally, you got to realize that. You know, a lot of people don't come to their senses because they don't think like that. In the spirit world, they have no conviction. And then they don't change their mind, which has to do with you, and then their physical body. If you do two without three, it don't work. It don't work. If you do one without the other two, it don't work. All three of them got to be there, and that's true repentance. Your mind is engaged, your spirit, and then you take your body and start to do what you need to do. I'm sorry. How can I make this right? How many know in most cases you can't? But you got to try, because that's the outward seeing of that person to help them. But sometimes we don't do that. Are you with me? Can I give you one more? The last thing is simply this. You're going to grow. You got to value relationship more. Amen. See, when the prodigal son was coming back, you know what he say? I just want to get to my father's house.
Yeah.
Just whatever I do. Just as long as I'm in. He didn't say just a hired servant because that was a position. He said that because that's the Lord. As long as I'm in. You value why? Because there I can begin to correct my relationship. I have a chance of getting to know my father more or talking to him. Just make me a hired servant. Even if he don't want to see me, because one day he may come by and I can fully be restored. See, but if you don't value relationship, you'll never grow personally. You'll always think external things.
Yeah.
And see, some of y'all are sitting here now. You're here. And you said, my pastor before, he didn't do this, and he wasn't as personable. Now you got one, but what are you doing? Somebody's pleading with you, helping with you, trying to be even with you, to help you and to go where you at. But what are you doing? Is hearing God. I'm trying to do these things. Not perfect. But what are you doing with it? Some of you're taking your stuff and you're leaving. I'll just take this and I go. Why? Because you don't value relationship. You don't value it. You think it doesn't mean nothing. You think you can do a pastor's just helping you get along with God. That's it. He's helped showing me new things about God. You can't finish destiny like that. You got to value the relationship. That's why some of you got to be able to say no. Because of us. Because of me and you. I would rather violate somebody on the external than to violate my father. Some of you can outright tell me, no, I ain't doing that. You're just a prodigal son. Oh, I'm going to go this way anyway. No, there has to be that conviction. I don't want to hurt nothing in his heart. Some of you don't realize it. When you do certain things, I have to watch. It bothers me.
Yes, it does.
It bothers me to know I don't have authority in your life, full authority, because you're still tempering with certain things. You're doing things with people. You know, one of the things I don't like is who you connected with. Some of y'all, you know, there's no way we can do what we do when some of y'all just talk to anybody. You got these carnal people around you. You can't do nothing with me. How can I have you changing the world? You traveling, you doing things with me, and all these carnal people around you, these natural people. It's not that they're harmless, but you can't connect with people like that. You got to remember who you belong to. That's how I can tell. You just don't go around people. Everybody can call you. Everybody can talk to you. This is not how things go. Everything needs to be structured. Why? Because I got to do what's in my father's heart, which is what God wants. You just can't expose yourself to anything. Some of you hang out in the wrong settings. I can walk up and look at you like, what are you doing with them? I mean, are you born again? Do you know we're taking the nation? And here you got people calling you who are not even saved. People still cursing who you call your friends. I wonder about some of y'all. Because your association. So in a sense, you're prodigal. You're out there. You're distant. You're away. Because I'll never be able to trust you when your mama got more authority than I do. I'll never be able to trust you when your family biologically carrying more weight than my voice. You want to know? That's why I can tell. I can just tell you to do something. It's not you listening, but it's all the voices that's drowning out my voice. There's no way you can go like that. You test. You say, well, I need you to do this. And in 10 minutes, you can't walk from here to there without getting distracted. Your voice, the authority voice, is what you do. If somebody comes and you tell your child to go do this, guess what? You got to know that child going to do that and then come back. Not, oh, Miss Thing told me to do this. And then Junior told me to do this. I'd say this. Dominique told me to do this. I got to go here. Well, what about the voice of authority? See, that's what God is launching us into the U.S. He said, Brad, don't get caught up in the money. Don't get caught up in the fame. Don't get caught up in what people call ministry. You got to stay focused on the prize. You cannot stay focused if you don't know the voice of authority that tells you in the cool of the day, get up and leave. If you get wrapped up in your environment, in the people in your environment, when God is speaking, you won't be listening. The spirit of familiarity come. And what I'm saying, you're still processing it. As though I'm telling you to do something for you to process it, to think about it. How in the world are we going to change the world like that? Some of you just, yeah, I understand, but I'm on God's time. A kingdom transformation is now. We are past due. We're past due. It's time to go. So there is no stages. It's you rising. It's you rising. Stepping up. The way the world is now in America, y'all, they're going to attack us. Because they're going to think what we're saying is something that is personal. They're not going under, but can we go through that? How can I go through that and people start hitting you up? As soon as you say something that's piercing the atmosphere and they start reacting to it, you out there on the cameras. Well, no, that's not what Pastor meant when he said, I don't need you to do that. But because you're doing something good, but you're still in that soulish realm. You're still natural. It's very difficult to stay on the spirit world when you got a bunch of lots around you. You can't do it. You'll go in and then you go out. And guess what? The information is mixed. You don't know what to do. Because now you mix a natural and spirit and you don't know. And there's no absolutes because this is how it should be done. But in this day, Joyce Meyer say, you got to go through this. I'm doing this. And everything is mixed up instead of what God is telling us to do. If we're going to get to that place, you got to remember that. You don't want to offend your father because you know he's doing what God is telling him to do. I'm not telling you nothing to buy me stuff for me. You think if pressure come to Carla here to go to Monk's Corner, I'm not telling her that for her to have a good ministry. But the only way she'll know that is if she's in the spirit. If she carnal, pastor pushing me. That's how she'll talk to me. He's pushing me too much. Yeah, I know you're going to do this because I ain't ready. All this carnal stuff. Girl, get the stuff and let's go. That's how you got to think because that's what God is saying. Go, your marriage, you got to build it. Stop talking all this stuff. Just settle these things so you can go forward. You cannot grow in the spirit world by going in and out. But the only way you can do that is you got to understand, you got to follow men through faith and patience. They inherit the promises. Follow people in the spirit world. You can't go in and out. Some of you go in and then you go back home, then you're natural. You give more attention to stuff. I didn't say be over spiritual, but over spiritual is not. If you over spiritual in this world, believe me, they're going to call you that anyway. Because the world is so dull. So if you just stand up for something, the people don't like this. I was at the YouTube thing today, and one lady said, the latest comment we got, well, somebody say, it sounds like you're just trying to capitalize on Zachary Tim's death. You it's like y'all want publicity. Because when Galatians say restore people when they fall into sin, I was thinking he's dead. You can't restore him. That's what I was thinking. He's dead. And even if that, but see what? They misunderstand why. They take something that God is saying and their lazy spiritual self can't see it. Like somebody going to go and just attack people, all of the love we do and touching people's lives. So we just want to pick out him and say something. But see, we got to fly above that if we're going to change them. You don't get and start thinking like that. But some of you, you go in and you go out. You go in and you go out. Circumstances bring you back. You're natural, then you're spirit. You can't do that. And some of you need to take what I'm saying. The people that are around you are affecting you either way. They're either bringing you in the spirit or they're taking you down. And being in the spirit is not high in the Holy Ghost, always faking it. What that means is you got a God conscious around you. You're God conscious about everything you do. You're more conscious about changing things. You're more conscious about doing things right. And the people around you either pulling you down or they lifting you up. So you got to change that. Get a new cell phone. Change the number. Stop letting people just call you and talk to you. I don't care if they're brothers or whoever. Not every day. Anybody you talk to once a week or once every 2 weeks, they're close to you. Don't fool yourself. Some of y'all parents are so locked into your life. You got to stop. You can't serve God and be all connected to biological like that. That's not where we're going. You can't do it. You got to make sure you know that. Mama, listen. If your mom religious, she religious. You can't change that. And none of us want our mama to die and go to hell. But the fact is, some of them may. We're working on it. We're trying to build them. We're trying to grow. We're going to do all we can. Don't think our hearts are not with it. But you have to realize that your job is not to save them. And sometimes you have to say, that's enough with that. I'm done. I'm going on. And how many know, how many of y'all left your parents in a sense of spiritually, like I'm going to be done doing all these soulish things. What do you call them? Habits. Picking up okra for mama and stuff. I'm talking about when it hurts you. I ain't talking about you just go and drop off if your mama don't drive or something. I'm talking about you do this regularly. You embed it into her life so every time she hook you, she got that ear. Put that doubt and unbelief inside of you. But we are doing. How y'all doing all that and all that? You don't need to hear all that. Hey, mama, listen. I'll be here once a month because I love you. But don't do all that. But some of you can't do that. You haven't done that yet. You know, it's hateful for you not to go see your mama, your dad, whoever living. But I'm talking about where they controlling your life. You letting them know. Don't tell them personal stuff. I mean, some of y'all, I don't want to say you're stupid, but you dig your own grave. You know she don't even speak in tongues, and you talking to her like she going, spiritual things don't work like that. When you get on the spirit world, whoever, it don't matter, who, your children, your spouse, who you think made Adam bite that Eve? I mean, bite that apple. It wasn't no distant cousin. It was whoever available. But some of y'all don't know how to shut stuff down. You're too familiar with your family. You got to remember that lady religious, boy, you better watch it. See, if you wait a little while to go see your family, you get excited and you go in for a little while, then you come out. But some of you, you don't even know the leeches on you. You don't even know because mama, you know, mama, she don't like that. I don't care what she like. Who are you serving? That's a grown woman. You don't get into what she like. That. And if she married, Lord knows. You don't get into all of that. Trying to get her to do this. Certain things you need to get approval. But don't sit there and tell your mama, tell your auntie, or people you think are close in the natural. That stuff will come back and bite you. And believe me, I can tell, and that's why you're limited as far as in the kingdom. As soon as you come out, you'll be wondering why all these leeches on you. I say because you was building something, and while you were building this, you had a mixed seed in there. You just couldn't see. You got religious people. You don't even see it. So you're here, but you don't know you got some things in there. You still got strongholds. So now we're about to go into the nation. See, you got to think like this. I remember when Cash's grandmama died, where were we going at? We was on our way to Malaysia. Easily. I got to get back to... No, you just got to go. See, this might sound hard to some of y'all. Let the dead do what? That's what all this is for. You can't have that. Yes, you'll be hard and all this, but you got to go on. I'm not saying that'll happen. Of course, we would drive back if it was able to do, but I'm telling you that you have to be willing to do that because no person fit for the kingdom who will look back. Not even for your mama. You will bless your mama if you will grab God and then come back to you. But some of you trying to grab God doing this. You should not want to just please your mama. Your aunt, whoever raised you. I don't live for that. I don't care. I just, sometimes my mama come and she could do, she don't find out nothing from me. I don't tell her where I go and what I'm doing. You know, I don't tell her that. She'll come by the house and find out I'm in Malaysia. Why? Because as soon as you say that, guess what? You got to deal with unnecessary. You volunteered it. You told her. Why you tell her? You're a grown person. Why? Because your soul is too weak to cut stuff off. Cut it off. I don't have to tell her that. Just because she's my mama. Because guess what? She don't tell you. She don't tell you what she do. I'm just telling you. I know my parents do. Big John will hit on that truck and he gone and you don't know where. They don't tell you nothing. So why you feel like that? Why? Because you got a soul tie. You got to stop that. And what am I saying? I don't know if I'm getting into this, but all I'm telling you, stop that, because I can't trust you as long as y'all got these soul ties with people like that. We can't go into the nations of the world, and here we are sitting in Tennessee about to touch these group of people. I got the bullhorn, or that thing you point out to me in signs. We might have to get that, Carla, that little speaker. And here I am preaching. I'm worrying because your mama just called you on the phone and told you that she don't know why. Then you almost 40, 50 years old, and here you talking about your mama. That means you got to rise up. We on this thing, and you say, I got to be concerned. Why? Because it's an issue, because you made it an issue. You let the wheat grow with the tail. You got to stand on your own. When you stand on your own, you're on your own. I don't work like that. Cut it off. And again, that don't mean you don't go see your mom, and that don't mean you don't love your mom, but you got to make it a point to your daddy, your sister, whoever raised you. I'm talking about the soul ties. But some of you with y'all families, boy, it's just hard to pull you away. And let me tell you this, one last thing. If you got a desire to want to be around those people, you dead. You can't stay around religious people like that. Or you dead. Something ought to irritate you when you come in, you do your 20-minute bid, and then you hear that talk, and you hear this, those are spirits. Them things start talking, and you be like, man, let me get out of here. Let me get out of here. Sometimes you can go over to the house, and the way it's set up, you look. Oh, God. Certain things they cook. You look, you talk, and then it's, oh, I can't do no more today. All right, then. We got to go, but mama, you know I love you. Auntie, you know I love you. I'll see y'all next time. And people will be content if you come and see them just little by little. That's all you got to do. Instead of standing there talking. And then another, you don't have to know all they've been. Don't get them to talk if they spill it. You got to be careful with family, because you know, I don't need to know all that. And I'm not ministering to them unless God opened up a door. Because they're going to look for you to do it. So don't do that. I ain't come to minister. Let Eric do the prayer this year. Why me? Because I'm a preacher? No, that ain't. Don't box me in like that. Some of y'all will be like, oh, yeah, yeah. But you got to be discerning. This is the fourth year they doing that. And they ain't changed. So your prayer ain't doing nothing either. And you up there, oh, God is using me. And they got the beer and everything. The people playing with God. They don't call me up here. I ought to get up there and just play secular music or something. That's what y'all. Remember one time in college, your cousin, Daughtery, his first cousin was playing football with us, and he got paralyzed in the spring game. And he was in a wheelchair, and every year we would have a Charleston cookout at Hornets Nest Park right down the street on from the college. And the Charleston group, we got together, put the chicken together and everything. So I started coming the first year. I actually started it. People from Benedict, we had almost hundreds of people coming out there after 2 or 3 years, Charleston cookout. And I stopped after the third year because I would come in, stand on the table, all right, brag on pray. I get up and pray. Soon as I get down, the music start, the bottles come out. I said, Jeff, what y'all doing? This ain't what this about, because we would collect a dollar. Yeah. Everybody come get a dollar. So we give that to Daughtry for his wheelchair, something he needed. So the purpose was to collect money. We did $5, $6. And I get down Gerald and Jeffrey down. You say, man, what y'all doing? Y'all just drinking? The boy got kegs of stuff in there. I say, don't call me back. Because it's a mockery. Yeah, yeah. They just want the little preacher boy.
Yeah.
Come on all clean and stay around. And you know how that frustrates you? You sitting in there like, y'all don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Something that started off pure in the spirit, you turn it into the flesh. There was no authority structure, so I couldn't just say we're not doing it because they were going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't like a church or nothing. But I just stopped. Why? Because some of you don't be learning. They want prayer for 2 minutes for them to go back. They just turn. Before I could put my knees down, the music stopped back up. And they got the beer going. Like, what y'all, I said, Jeff, this ain't what we say, man. Well, you know, Brad, you know everybody ain't going to do all this. And I just say, man, you weak backbone. I love Jeff, though. I love him now. But I said, man, you weak. Jeff ended up getting saved. I actually married Jeff and his wife in Charlotte. But I just told him, I said, man, you don't do this. Y'all got kegs of beer. And you talking about God, and some of y'all would have got up there, I did my ministry. That ain't no ministry. That's a joke. That's a game. Sometimes your anxiety can bring you into wrong situations. You got to be discerning. Everything that look good ain't good. And they want to talk about God. Yeah, well, if you know, the moment I used to do a little word and Daughtry and all. After that third year, shoot. Them devils was out. Benedict had a bus coming. Them boys was bringing kegs of beer. All of the, they was cooking the chicken. You know, they had the cooler and had the, I took the cooler because it was that same red cooler we had. Took it because they would take the cooler overnight and take the chicken and put it in, put beer in the chicken. That tastes all right, though, sometimes. But they would soak the chicken in beer. And then Jeff started, and you don't know what they, Mickey and that stuff with. Everybody drinking. Football, everybody. What am I saying? Don't think an opportunity is just good. You got to be discerned. That's why I say to people, we are an elite group. Your friends should be our allies. Everybody you connected with is associated with me. So that's why I have to watch you. Who are you with? Who can call you? Some of these people need to know where you stand. If you have not built a relationship where they know where you stand, and you've distanced yourself from people that are there, you can't really help. You can be a blessing as long as somebody's there, but when you leave the company, you're talking and dealing with people. You can't do that because what we carry is too important.
Amen.
I didn't say you don't work with people like that, but I'm talking about your personal time. Cell phone, they calling you. You got people calling you that's alcoholics. Not that you mentoring them. I'm talking about just talking. You ain't doing nothing, man. We can't do that. Are you with me? So again, that's how you develop. You remember the 3 points. You got to come to the end of your ways. You got to come to your senses. And you got to value your relationship in the house. That's why y'all should be connecting, bonding, strong. Some of y'all should have, you know, Joshua and Caleb type relationships. But that's not going to happen if there's no destiny in view. You can't do it in the soulish realm. You got to do it in destiny. That's why some of y'all, if you ain't doing nothing and moving, ain't nobody going to connect with you because all you're going to do is talk about problems that you need to solve. We want to talk about where we going. Tell me what happened when you was going that way and you had to do this and you had to take your gun and keep it loaded. That's the kind of talk you got to talk, getting somewhere. Not just, Lord, going to bless me and I'm going to do everybody bless up in here. We in the house. We all going to get blessed. Some a little staggering, but we going to grow. But you got to keep that in mind. Are you with me?
Amen.
I believe that this message, you need to get it. You need to make sure that you understand the soulish, the spirit world, and then what you ought to do when you truly come to your senses. When you really want to grow, this is what you'll do. You'll come to the end of selfishness. Don't be saying, I'm dealing with it. You ain't dealing with that. That's a willpower. Just change it. Think about others more than you think about you. Practice that. Every day, give something away every day. I can give you 6 ways you just do it. Just take them out. Somebody get on your nerve, take them out. Get to know them. When you get to know people, they're not like that. It's just that your thinking got them. She liked it. No, there ain't no catty women in here. There are godly women in here. Stop thinking like that. You're separating yourself from everybody. That's the moment God will begin to separate because you separate yourself. Be strong. Love people and build. Love on people and grow with people. I want everybody here to grow with each other. With, so we can grow into our destiny. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you. We praise you for all that you're doing, Lord God. We give you glory for how you're allowing us to grow personally, Lord God. Be strong, Lord God. Help us to come to the end of our ways as the prodigal son did, Lord God. Help us to come to our senses, to identify in our spirit and in our soul and in our body what we need to adjust to come into fullness with you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to value our relationships with each other, with you, Lord, more than anything, Lord God. Because, Lord, we just want to be like you. And, Father, we give you glory that this word will hide our hearts, that we may not sin against you, Lord God. We thank you that you are continuously to work it. Hey, this is Pastor Brad McCleary, Sr. Listen, I know that the word of God is feeding your spirit to allow you to build even more. Listen. You can go to our website at impactchurchusa.org and begin to feed your spirit even more. I need you to get these CDs into the hands of people that are hungry to hear what God is saying, no matter where they may be, because I believe that God is beginning to transform a generation that will go from glory to glory.